What did you do to teach yourself? How did you know you were going down the path of, you know, of righteousness that would give you the knowledge you needed?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, George, because the truth was I didn't know. Somehow, for during the period when my mom was ill and in the years prior to that, I'd been working very hard. I hadn't had a vacation in probably 10 years. And for some reason, which to this day I cannot explain, I happened to run across the Monroe Institute website, and I happened to order some of their CDs because I was having they were CDs on de-stressing and relaxing. I thought, boy, I could use that. I'm really my job is really nerve-wracking, and I tend to obsess about it a little bit. So I indeed ordered the CDs, and something about them just said, okay, if you get a chance, you ought to go take a, you know, go explore this a little further. So I signed up for the Gateway Voyage program at the Monroe Institute. Never knew anybody else who'd ever been to it. Didn't even really know what the program was, but it was a week-long retreat up in the mountains of the Blue Ridge Mountains in a gorgeous part of the country. I said, what's not to like about that? So I signed up and went, and realized when I got there that it was sort of like falling down the rabbit hole. I felt very much like Alice in Wonderland, because when I got there, it wasn't exactly what I expected, even if I'd known what to expect.
Did it scare you?
It didn't scare me, but it certainly knocked me off balance. I mean, the programs run from Saturday at dinner time to Friday morning.
And so, Robert Monroe, of course, the late Robert Monroe, well known for projections out of the body.
Right.
He's written a number of books on that. I remember reading his first one. I believe it was Journeys Out of the Body.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago.
Right.
And I mean, the guy was for our modern day astral projectors, he was the guy.
Right. Exactly. And Robert Bruce has probably picked up that mantle and carried it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, in fact, read Bob Monroe's books. I just didn't connect them. I don't know why I didn't connect them, but I didn't connect them to either the Institute and certainly not to the program I was signing up for. So I get there, and almost the first thing out of the trainer's mouth, when she sat down and set up a one-on-one interview. Everybody gets a one-on-one interview with one of the two trainers for the program during the Saturday afternoon before it actually starts. And almost the first words out of my trainer's mouth was, well, now don't be worried if you don't go out of body during the actual program, because only a percentage of people go out of body during the Gateway program. And I just think, going out of your body? What is that?
What have I gotten into?
Exactly. You know, what rabbit hole did I fall down? And then the first thing that happens in the program after Saturday dinner, we all gather in a room, and they go around the room, and everybody introduces themselves. And I realized that of the 24 participants in this particular program, 23 of them were bona fide New Agers. They were meditators. They were shamans. They were healers. They were Reiki masters. They were all these strange things. And then there was me. I was the techie nerd of the group.
Till there was you, right?
Then there was me. And that's when I started thinking, geez, I wonder if I can get my money back. I could always just go hang out in a hotel in Charlottesville for the week. Wait till my plane ticket comes back. I didn't have any idea what I was in for.
What did you learn after that event?
After the Gateway program?
Yeah, yeah.
48 hours into the program, I learned that everything I thought I knew about how the world works was wrong. 48 hours into the program, I had started to channel. I channeled my best friend's dead mom, who I'd never met, but I knew she'd been deceased for a few years. I channeled, I was precognitive in a big way. In the program, the trainers are very careful to give absolutely no front-loading. You never knew what was going to happen next. And I knew exactly what was going to happen all the time, even though I had no way of knowing what was going to happen. I was remote viewing with dead-on, spot-on accuracy that for at least those two exercises could have rivaled Joe McMonagle. I mean, I was just so exactly perfect. I was doing remote healing on my cat, which had kidney disease. And fascinatingly, when I got back the day after I flew home, the cat had an appointment with a vet, and I took him in to the vet, and the vet was just blown away, couldn't understand why the cat hadn't died.
Oh, fantastic. You did it.
Starting about the second day, the Sunday of the program, it was shock after shock after shock to my understanding of how the world works.
Starting with doubt, though, before really got going, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even know why I was there. And, of course, now I look back and I say, clearly I was guided to be there. Clearly my guides were pushing me hard to go down this path. But at the time, I had no idea why I'd signed up for it.
Fate does strange things, Maureen, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It absolutely does. Your spiritual guides and your guides are absolutely waiting for you. And every time I've gone back to the Monroe Institute, I have always realized that my entire week of experience is completely scripted out for me. And it frequently has very little to do with what the exercises are supposed to be doing. I'm notorious at TMI for not following the directions on the exercises. If they say we're supposed to go to a particular focus level, I'm usually off in some other focus level doing something else entirely. And not because I don't intend to do them. I go into the exercise and intend to do them. But, you know, I get halfway into the exercise and, you know, one of my guides shows up and says, oh, forget about that. Come with me. We've got more important things. And I'm off onto some other focus level doing something else completely.